Blog Talk Radio.
Just lift your worship right there in this moment.
Hallelujah. Set me on fire. Set us on fire, Jesus. Set us on fire, Lord. Hallelujah. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Praise the Lord, brothers and sisters, and welcome to the Daily Fire Podcast live on Blog Talk Radio. 15 minutes of hot manna for your soul, taking you from the status quo of everyday life to glory, to glory, to glory in our Savior, Jesus Christ. I am your host, Evangelist Rossi Williams, here with you with a new topic, live prayer, altar call, and assigning a daily task. Our topic for today is be careful how you treat people. I'm going to talk to you about how two homeless women helped me. Be careful how you treat people. I'm going to talk with you today about how two homeless women helped me. Yes, evangelist, attorney, registered nurse, Rossi. Our scripture comes from the book of Hebrews, chapter 13, verse 2. Just so you know, if you hear some background noise, I'm calling in remotely because I'm actually on my way to Pasco County to see a new client this morning. So I am on Bluetooth, so everyone will know. You don't have to worry about anything like that. And I know the scriptures, so you don't have to worry about reading and driving. While you're getting those Bibles ready, let me remind you of how to tune in with me. You can call in live at 7 a.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday, to 323-870-4180. That's 323-870-4180. 704180. But if you cannot call in at 7 a.m., make sure you don't miss the fire of Daily Fire. You can go to my website anytime after 8 a.m. Eastern to hear the recording, or even better, follow the Daily Fire podcast so the recording will be texted straight to your cell phone at 8 a.m. Eastern. Follow by texting the letters DS for Daily Fire to phone number 33222. That's DF to phone number 33222, and you will receive a confirmation text. If you were unable to write this down, all of this information and everything else you need to know is available on my ministry website, feelthefire.com. That's FeelthFire.com. FeelthFire.com. By now, you should have those Bibles ready. I am in Hebrews 13, verse 2, from the KJV. Be not forgetful to entertain strangers, for thereby some have entertained angels unawares. Come on and give God praise for his word. Be careful how you treat people. In the scripture that I just read to you, the Bible was letting us know, or God was letting us know through his word, that, you know, everything is not as it seems. You can't always judge a book by its cover. So be careful how you interact with, speak to, connect with, and treat people, because sometimes you're entertaining people of higher status without knowing who they are. It said sometimes people have entertained even angels unaware. Hallelujah. And we even have seen that documented in scripture when you go back into, you know, the Old Testament, and you can see how angels would have appeared to Abraham or come in and appearing to Lot and his family. So sometimes we are in the presence of greatness, in the presence of anointing, in the very presence of God, unaware. Be careful how you treat people. Now let's talk about me. I will tell you that generally, let me give that disclaimer, I try to treat people the way I want to be treated. Of course, I'm not perfect, just as you're not. I'm human. And so I do make mistakes. And just like everyone else, I have those buttons, you know, that you can push that will take me in another direction. But I try my best not to go there. And even when the buttons are pushed, you know, I'm not one who uses profanity or anything such as that, as that ought not to be named among us as Christians. I usually won't raise my voice, you know, unless that's the only way to get you to listen, because you're a person who requires for people to talk to you and to raise the voice. But definitely you will know that I'm mad. And so for years, I've worked on that to get to a point where almost all the time I can control my temper. And that has helped me to also be more cognizant of how I treat people and what I say. Doesn't mean as Christians that we're not supposed to give the word of God or speak against sin. No, I'm not talking about that. Or worry about people's sensitivities or popular culture when it comes to the word of God. But it does admonish us to, even in doing that, talk to someone or preach to someone or teach to someone the same way or words you would want said to you. So let's talk about these two homeless women, two separate women, two separate occasions. I live in downtown Miami, and there's a homeless lady there, and she has a husband, and he pushes her around Bayside in a wheelchair. And the lady is, you know, quite a bit larger than her husband, who's very skinny. And whenever you encounter them, she's always fussing at him. And I would say to myself, Lord, that man must really love her, because she would be cussing and fussing at him about either he's pushing too fast, too slow, you know, to the right when she wants to go left, going through the light when she wants him to keep her on the sidewalk, et cetera. So I have not ever interacted with them. I've just heard what they'd be saying, and, you know, she's very comical in that regard. So I was at the courthouse a few weeks ago with a client of mine. This is a police officer I'm representing. And who happens to be in the courthouse waiting to go into the courtroom because the judges are running late? This is criminal court. But this lady in the wheelchair. So she's gotten into some kind of trouble. And she sees me, and she comes over to me, and she talks very loudly, just so you'll know. And everybody sitting out there who has a case, because, you know, we're waiting on the judge, the bailiff, to unlock the courtroom, and she says, "Don't I know you? Haven't I seen you somewhere?" And so I replied, "No, ma'am, you don't know me. We haven't talked, but I see you downtown with your husband pushing you." And she said, yeah. And so she says, "Yeah, because, you know, you are a bad attorney." Now, of course, I've never spoken with her, you know, told her I'm an attorney, but it's reasonable that she inferred that, you know, might be being at the courthouse in a suit. And so people start paying attention to her because she's very loud. And then she said, "Let me tell y'all," to everybody waiting, "this is a bad attorney right here. I'm telling y'all, don't mess with her. This is a bad lady right here." You would think she knew me. And then she said, "Don't mess with her. She works for the state." So I replied, "No, ma'am, I don't work for the state." In other words, the prosecutors. "I'm on the defense side. I fight against the state." Then this lady says something which is actually true. She says to everyone, "Well, I'm telling you, do not mess with her because she's never lost a case. this is a bad woman. She ain't never lost a case over here. And that's true. But when she says that, my client, who already, praise the Lord, has great trust in my abilities, his back just kind of straightened up even the more. He felt even more confident in hearing this lady speak about me in such a way. And I ended up having the bailiff unlock the courtroom I was going in, and I ended up having to get up. And all while I'm walking into the courtroom, this is all she's yelling out to people, including the prosecutors there. Don't mess with her. She's a bad attorney. She don't lose. And as I walked in, it even encouraged me. So I was like, Lord, either she had a familiar spirit or you had her here to encourage me and to encourage my client. And I'm going to choose that it was to encourage me. And I went in and I prevailed on that motion that I needed for my client. Be careful of how you treat people. Then on yesterday, stay with me now, I had to go to court for a different client, another criminal case. And I pull up to the courthouse for felonies, and the parking lot is full. There are two guards there, and they're posting the garage full signs as I'm pulling up. Well, for those of you who know me, you know I wear like six-inch stilettos. And if I couldn't park in that parking space, I was going to have to walk like two blocks. And I had on some Christian Louboutin high heels. So I'm like, Lord, I need to get into that parking lot. And they are actually turning cars away. Then I look to the right, out through my passenger window, because I'm saying maybe I can get their attention and they'll let me in. I'll explain I'm an attorney. But you know, there's already so many other attorneys trying to get in. But who do I see speaking to the guard? But this homeless lady whom I just spoken to, y'all with me here? When I was at court last week, she got into an argument with one of the food vendors outside, and because they were both speaking Spanish, I mistakenly thought she was cussing and yelling at me, so I just looked at her. I didn't reply. Well, she turned around and came over to me, and she said, I want to let you know that I was not speaking to you. This is last week. Stay with me now. We're in Hebrews 13:2, and she said, a lady just made me mad. Because I'm homeless and people talk to me and treat me like I'm nothing. So I began to minister to her about who she was in Christ, in the love of Christ. And I gave her, you know, money to buy her some food and some other necessities. And she hugged me. So I went into the court, then I came out. How about she's still standing there waiting on me? And she just hugged me again and told me with tears in her eyes, she literally cried, how much I'd encouraged her. And I said to her, from this day forward, when Satan tries to take your victory, don't fight. Just tell the person, stay with me. Tell the person, I'm not going to give the devil my victory. God bless you and goodbye. I saw her again last week when I went to court again. She saw me. She started telling somebody else that same mantra that I'd given her. Fast forward to yesterday. I can't get into the parking space. I look over, and I'm letting my window down because I'm going to see if the guard will have mercy. And I see the homeless woman, and I said, hey. And she looked, and she saw me. She recognized me. She said, hey, how you doing? Came over to my car. And I said, I'm trying to get in. Do you think the lady will let me in? How about she had connection with the guard? She walked over to the guard and pointed at me and said, that's an attorney. I need you to let her in. Now, they're literally turning cars away. The signs are up. Attorneys, all other people trying to get in. But you know what they did? They told me, drive around the other cars. Because I'm in line. My car was in line. They said, you drive around the other cars. And then when I got to the sign, they moved it and let me in. Evangelist Rossy Williams, one of the 2019 Visionary Women of the Year, anointed and powerful, could not get herself into the garage, but the homeless woman, hallelujah, get me in. Be careful how you treat people. You don't know their backdrop. You don't know their story. You don't know who they're connected to. You don't know who they are. You don't know how they can help you. You don't know what they can speak into your life. And you get caught up on your credentials, your status, to where you can't speak a nice word to someone. You can't intercede for people. You can't give a hug because you're so worried about whether or not their makeup will destroy your clothing. If you will, be aware of how you treat people, God will either give you the money to get it cleaned or give you a brand new dress, a brand new suit. Be careful how you treat people. God, hallelujah, will use even a donkey to speak to you. That's how good God is. God will put you in a lowly place of a manger to elevate you to king or queen over the world within your purpose and destiny if you will take care of how you treat people. How shall they know us? By the love of Christ that we show one another. Our time is almost done. Let's go into prayer. Father, we come in the name of Jesus. We glorify you, Lord. We say hallelujah. Father, we ask forgiveness of our sins. We ask you to help us, Lord, to not get so high-minded, not get so egotistical, not have so much pride or hubris that we see ourselves above others to where we lack compassion. We lack love. We lack the ability, Father, to impact positively the lives of others because we feel that we have arrived and now we're in such a high status that nobody can touch us, nobody can talk to us. Help us to be careful because sometimes we entertain angels unaware. Now, Father, I pray for everyone listening. I ask that you bless them in the city, bless them in the field, bless them in their uprising, bless them in their down sitting, bless them as they go forth, bless them as they go to work, bless their children, their spouses, bless the fruit of their womb, bless the seeds of their loins. Father, just bless them going in, bless them coming out, bless, bless, bless in the holy name of Jesus. Let them impact somebody's lives today. Glory. Because they're careful how they treat people. They know how to say good morning and good evening. Good afternoon. Yes, sir, and no, sir. Yes, ma'am, and no, ma'am. How are you today? Hallelujah. Doesn't mean they have to be a doormat, Lord. Doesn't mean they have to be false. Even in anger, that they still know how to treat people. Because there's righteous anger. There's righteous indignation. Even with that, Lord, help them to still remember they're Christians. Help me to still remember I'm a Christian. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Let everyone say amen. What did the teaching say? I will be careful of how I treat people. Say it again. I will be careful of how I treat people. Now, our topic for today is be careful of how you treat people. Your task for today is to make a conscious effort to treat people the way you want to be treated, even if you have to rebuke them, even if you have to turn away from them, even if you don't want to talk to them, you know, still do it respectfully, okay? Treat people the way you want to be treated. Don't mistake your angels for devils. I'll see you tomorrow. Y'all be blessed. Share this with someone. Text the letters CF to phone number 33222. Whatever you do, don't miss the fire.